Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rhett and Ryan, Ryan and Rhett, Rhett and Ryan. Ryan, Ryan and Rhett.
Ryan. Brian and Brett.
So many ways to listen. You got your 960 on your AM radio. You can stream us at sportsnet.ca/960. You can tell your smart speaker, hey, play Sportsnet 960. And of course, our podcasts are available throughout the day, cutting up every hour, throwing it up moments after. Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, wherever you get your podcasts, you can listen along with the show. Say maybe you slept in, maybe you don't get up till like 7:15. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to hear hour one. Then I want to hear hour two. That's how you do it.
You don't have to wait for the whole thing.
For the whole thing. It's right
now.
There.
Go listen to hour one.
Get it. Go and get it. And the Eric Francis show is today. Very curious to see what Eric's got on the go. Always stirring the pot. Francis, because he's doing what do we do with him? The noon now, right? Is he doing noon to one?
He's doing noon today.
Whew. Francis goes solo for a full hour talking everything Flames. And it's brought to you by the Alberta Horse Racing and Breeding Industry. $312 million economic impact annually. Positively affects almost every Alberta community.
Positively.
Visit the horses. Thehorsies.com. Visit thehorsies.com.
How do you spell horsies? What is that?
Thehorsies.com. Dying to hear it. Can't wait. Red Warner.
Boy, I've been waiting.
Yep.
You guys didn't even respond to my picture.
I didn't get a picture.
I didn't get a picture.
I sent you a picture.
You sent nothing.
The scoreboard.
You sent nothing.
I guess I didn't send a
no,
picture.
No, you didn't.
It's very tough to see the picture when you
how
don't send the picture.
Life must be incredibly hard. Like, what the heck? What are you? What? Okay, so... Sorry for not commenting on the photo you didn't send. But now I'm dying to hear about it.
Maybe that's what's happening with Rob Ray. I feel like Rob Ray's not responding to me.
You've been sending text after text after text.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Saturday night, 5:30, Seton Arena, big matchup. We ran into a bit of a juggernaut. Those Trails of Us boys were good.
You're being badly outshot here from the looks of things.
The shots were 16-0 to start the game.
Who's keeping track of shots at this level,
know.
By the way?
I've never had this before, but it was amazing.
Putting it up on the scoreboard.
You have been part of it. Pinder is not. Esso Minor Hockey Week, the best and worst, again, because it's kids hockey.
Right.
Fully intense, awesome. Kids are pumped. Parents are too pumped. And it gets a little out of hand. Anyway, game, we're up against the juggernaut, getting out shot 16-0, but young Vincent, first-year player.
Vinny.
Never played hockey before. What do you want to do this year, son? Oh, I want to be a goalie. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to play hockey? Yeah, I'm going to be a goalie. Taught himself how to play hockey watching some YouTube vids.
Yeah, the Vin Dog.
Unbelievable. Kicking out. Glove saves and pad saves and stacking the pads.
Oh, you like no rebounds on those glove saves.
Kicking out glove saves.
Whatever.
Control those rebounds.
You guys, they're like perfect.
Sorry, we're getting out. We'll stay out of the way. Promise.
Yeah, come on. I'm talking about the kids here.
I'm dying.
Anyway, we're getting absolutely snot bubbled.
Good word.
Pumped by the old Trails West.
Yeah, the juggernaut.
They scored a goal.
Mm.
Ref pointed at the net. Goal. Oof. Controversial, though. Looked like Vincent had it under his hand, and it got knocked out of there. Bump the goalie. Refs reconvene at center. Wave it off. No goal.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never seen gonads like that on a young referee.
Those are big gonads.
Anyway, so now we're back at it. 0-0. Uh-huh. Trails refs, they're tough to stop. They come down, they score again. Oh, boy.
Sounds like they're very good.
They are
juggernaut.
Yeah, they're quality. They are quality. We didn't do a lot of with the puck. We didn't touch the puck a lot. But boys, late power play. 3 minutes left in the game. The old Bull Valley Flames get on the power play, and wouldn't you know, they pull her out, tie the game with about a minute left. Look out! Party started.
Who tied it up?
I forget the kid's
Vinny.
Name.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. Vinny.
Joey or Ethan or Declan or Spencer.
Okay,
or,
I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, that's...
Too many kids. Too many kids. Anyway, 3 minutes goes to overtime.
Oh, dear.
3-on-3 for 3 minutes of overtime.
3-on-3 minor. Hockey week finals is...
Now this dope ref calls a penalty.
Oh, no.
4-on-3 with 45 seconds left. Old Vinny closes the door. Shuts it down.
Yeah.
No goal. Go to the shootout. Vinny stops both. Stops the first one. Then Joey goes down, goes to the old forehand, backhand, tucks it in. And then Vinny stops the second shot. Now we got a chance to win. Ethan, backhand, forehand for the win.
Backhand, forehand.
U11, Bull Valley, Div 3, Champions, SO Minor Hockey.
Oh, sorry, that was the wrong one.
No, try again.
Oh, sorry, I was supposed to, because I was...
And there is a good Randy out there. Okay. Randy did a hell of a job. And you know what they played? Riley, if you could be quick on this.
Well,
I should have texted to you.
No, why bother?
I never thought of it till now, so I could stall and try doing that.
No.
Rick Astley was their celebration song.
I thought you were going to say Rick Astley was there. I was going to be like, holy cow.
He dropped the puck? Wow.
He was there.
You get Rick rolled at SM Minor Hockey
All the texts you didn't send, wow. I wish you'd let me know that.
Better pitcher than stupid scoreboard.
Never going to give you a...
That red-headed son of a gun was at Seton YMCA.
So congratulations to the Randy-led U11 Bull Valley Flames. Big win.
How happy was the shoveler?
Shoveler was pretty happy. Yeah. Shoveler's not fun to watch with, I got to tell you. We're going to have issues moving forward. A lot of commenting. And for someone that's not played the game, not always the right comment.
Probably feels the same way about you commenting on football, right? When you're with
your
family.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, oh,
maybe.
They should have tackled that guy. Like, yeah, we know, Rex.
Anyway. My kid, he was on when they scored. He did about 4 stick smashes. And I'm talking right over the top. Like his
tomahawk.
Yes, just absolutely whammo. And I thought one was okay. Then the second one came. I'm like, woo, son. Then the third and fourth. And dad was hot.
Can't do that.
I almost pulled him. I almost stormed over and said, "You will be coming with me."
Where was he smashing the, like, on what?
On the ice.
Boards? On the ice. I see. Yeah, yeah.
God, just full lumberjack.
Oh, full. Full.
How'd you bury the lead? There's the best part of that long, winding, anticlimactic story right there. You're smashing the stick. You got a lead with that. There's the hook.
That was...
Runs in the family. It's the second stick smashing story we've got.
That's true,
isn't
it? Yeah. It's true. It's the younger brother.
You got a bunch of hotheads running around over there.
Anyway, congratulations to all the SO Minor Hockey winners out there.
He's a winner.
Crazy weekend.
Yeah, sure was. I guess let's see if we can get...
Bravo!
There you go.
Bravo!
There you go. And you were wound up. I know what it's like for these parents. You're a competitor. You get right into it.
You know what? I walked in to watch a team. You know, it was right at the end of a game, and the team's going on, piling on after a victory, and the other team's all, I'm like, oh, boy, this is, you don't want to be in this. There's one side that looks real good, and the other side is... As you start planning out your, well, son, you know, you can't win all the time. You tried hard. It was good.
Did it remind you of your career? Could you think of some big wins where the other team was down?
I had that.
The
backpack was opened up to those, Ryan. Wow, well, you, son, I don't know, 3 Stanley Cups, you know. And it's not all. You carry on and life goes on. You'll get there, Pinder. What, 2 years?
Like next year, U9 next year. Oh,
I don't know that U9 really does it. Because they switched to the half ice.
I think they
kind of do it, but I don't know.
You're right. The full ice experience with everyone going bananas, sure.
Oh, it's nutso. I think some people got some tattoos.
Oh, boy.
There was a picture floating around of one Mr. Kuntz, who Dean's friends with.
Yeah, it's my buddy. Yeah.
He seemed to have over-imbibed, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. Really?
Not a character.
Great. Chris Pronger. I don't know that he ever won a SO Minor Hockey Week championship. So your kid's
probably
got...
won all of them.
His number is being retired by the St. Louis Blues tonight.
Force.
Going up
Does
into...
Does it feel weird that it's going up there? I mean, he was there a long time, but...
He was a very good St. Louis Blue.
Yep. Won the... What? MVP, didn't he?
He won the Hart Trophy. The last defenseman to score or to win that was Chris Pronger. Before that, Bobby Orr. I'm looking here. There's only a handful of guys that have done it. Bobby Orr won it 3 times. Eddie Shore 4 times. Babe Pratt. Old Babe.
Oh, the Babe.
Baber.
Herb Gardner back in 26-27, and then Chris Pronger in 99-2000.
Not crazy about that name, Herb Gardner.
Herb Gardner?
I mean,
I thought that was your nickname there in the greenhouse.
That's you in the backyard. You're an Herb Gardner.
Gardner.
Pronger and those Blues teams should have done more, right?
Detroit.
Detroit.
I was reading this morning in... The year after the trade, traded by Hartford to St. Louis for Brendan Shanahan. And the next year, they had one game. This is St. Louis. 7 Hall of Famers dressed in the same game. Mm. Pronger, Glenn Anderson, Grant Fuhr, Wayne Gretzky, Dale Hawerchuk, Brett Hall, Al MacInnis.
Winner.
Didn't win. Didn't win.
So Pronger, that year he won the Hart?
99-2000.
Over 30 minutes a night, average.
Is that a lot?
I mean, 30-14 per game. Had so somehow he found a way to be on the ice more than he was on the bench playing defense in the NHL. It's
62 points in 79 games was a plus 52. It mattered a lot then. Won both the Hart and if you win the Hart, you should probably win the Norris, which he did.
Yeah, that'd be weird if you won one, not the other.
And mean son of a gun.
Yeah, he didn't care if he hurt you.
No, would just as soon do it than
not. Cost
the
victory, sorry.
Would just as soon hurt you as to have you. I didn't think Pronger's pretty, pretty even even-keeled guy. No, okay, well, how about one of these? All right, then. Mm. You know what? And, I mean, you have fun with the Oilers. That Oiler year.
You could see what a difference one guy makes.
He was tremendous.
Yeah. Mm. And to your point, like, it wasn't just, okay, he can do this. He could do everything. And when push came to shove, he wanted it more than other guys. And he was meaner than other guys. And he set the tone for winning.
And dragged guys with him because of his intensity.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to be lazy, we're going to fight. If you're not going to match my level of desire, want, and intensity, then I'm fighting you right now. He was that kind of guy. And a lot of guys don't like him because of that.
Yep.
But the guys that are of that ilk and have that kind of mentality and that mechanism in their head... Love them. Let's go. I'll go to battle with Pronger any day of the week. I'm not saying me, but that's those guys. But there was.
But that's how you're made, Dean.
Yeah, that's me for sure. 1974 birthday. So, man, much to say. What's he got that I ain't got?
Well, a couple mil.
Both wearing glasses. How's that going?
It's not going great.
Height. He's got height. I would say your. Statures.
All right, that's enough.
Rhett, did you get the update from Dean over the weekend about his latest trip to the laser factory eyeball place?
Yeah, I had to go again.
So just, people come and go as the show happens and maybe a first time. How many visits are we at now?
Well, it's 6 procedures and there's at least 1 or 2 piggybacked on each side. So
follow up gets you healing.
Yeah, a good dozen times I've been to this office now. But this time, we think we've got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That must be reassuring.
And I only need to go back 2 more times to see if, in fact, that's the case.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, just to ensure that's the case.
I got a good parking spot?
This place is a dump. I don't know how this place, it's just ridiculous. Unbelievable.
You've been talking it up.
Another observation for you, man, in addition to the, because there's a whole bunch of games. What do you got, eight tonight in the National Hockey League? Eight today, I should say, because we have matinee games. The Detroit-Buffalo game, that's 11 this morning. Then we got a 1 o'clocker, Colorado and the Wild.
From the Ball Arena.
A couple 2 o'clock starts, but the Avalanche. There's a you may have seen last week because the All-Star rosters, if you're dying to vote, last man in for the All-Star voting, that ends tonight.
Oh, boy, I get so wound up with these All-Star games. They're just awesome, and I get so frustrated when they don't put their – like, how could this guy not get there?
So Gaudreau is in. You can you have the opportunity as well to vote in Matthew Tkachuk.
Chucky.
Yeah.
Send him.
So Nazem Kadri, not in, right?
No.
There was a big brouhaha over that. Now, today, Kadri can become the fifth player to have 50 points.
Wow.
He is he's having an outstanding season.
Would have looked good here, yep.
He can he's required 50 points. His best case has been 50 points in 66 games. If he gets a point tonight, he'll do it in 33. So exactly half of his quickest pace to 50 points. And went looking today, because you're thinking, oh, Colorado, they score a bunch of goals.
Yeah.
He's not on the line.
No.
It's McKinnon, Landeskog, and the other guy, Rantanen. Kadri, for the most part, has played on a line, and no slouches, but Valeri Nichushkin and Andrei Burakovsky.
The Kadri man can.
But, you know, Nichushkin, the jury was out on his career in general 2-3 years ago. Burakovsky's a fine player. But Nazem Kadri, fifth in league scoring, 14 goals, 49 points, as we mentioned. Only 5 of his 14 goals have come in the power play, and only 16 of his 49 points have come on the power. So,
monster year.
This is 5-on-5. He's getting some power play love. He's with that group in the power play, but
second unit.
Have we not been? Is this one of those things where we just haven't been paying attention to how good Kadri has been? Or is this some...
Well, he scored 11 goals last year in 56 games, so no. But I think people do forget he was a back-to-back 30-goal guy in Toronto. I think that's what people really forget, because it wasn't like, again, he's doing that playing as a checking center, really.
So is this him washing the Toronto stink off of himself? Where they hated him? Not that they ran him out of town, but they were done with him because he'd get suspended in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did dumb things in the playoffs, what, 2-3 years in a row? Multiple suspensions, wrong time, salary.
Yeah,
salaries.
Timing, yeah.
Like, okay. But no, look, this good player, and they've leaned on him a ton with all the injuries they've had to that top line. He's been great this year. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Also, a double his shooting percentage of last season. That'll help too.
Ooh. What are you saying? Regression coming?
Well, he's better than he was last year that he showed, and he's not going to keep this up. It's a career 11% shooting. He's at 13, so it's pretty normal.
Ovechkin, Draisaitl lead the league in scoring in terms of points with 54. And then Jonathan Huberdeau, who you'll see tomorrow on Dome Ice, we think, tied with Connor McDavid for third with 53 points. McDavid, Huberdeau, tied.
It'd be nice if we do some best on best. I'd like to see all those guys on the same team or playing against each other. And
oh, stop.
No, seriously. Huberdeau in Canada? Remind us what that looks like.
Somebody tried to tell me yesterday that Team Canada released their roster.
No, there was a bad one that people fell for. It was a bunch of retired people like you.
I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, congrats, you made it, right?
Theo Fleury and Kevin Bieksa. And, yeah.
Okay. It did look a little off on this. Okay.
Johnny Gaudreau was 13th in league scoring. He's having a heck of a season, this Johnny Gaudreau. 39 and 34.
Would Red call him? Red call him Contract Johnny.
Contract Johnny, that's
contract
right.
Contract Kadri, huh?
That's true, too.
What?
Old double clicks over there.
Yeah, he's very clicky.
Bring him in for how much?
Oh, I wish if they could have got that guy for Brody and...
What was
Mark
it? Connor
James.
Brown was in there, too. Jankowski.
Connor
or
Brown.
Jankowski.
And Connor Brown's a fine player. That game on Thursday... Remember he scored on the breakaway? Broken jaw.
Ow.
Played in the game with a broken jaw. Connor Brown. It's
So yeah, that's Dean Mulberg commitment.
That's
right there,
you know what that is. That's boomer tough.
Walking sticks.
That's not just tough. It's boomer tough. Are we going to make a football pick for tonight?
Well, who was letting us down last week when we tried to get consensus? I was cards with the points. You were cards with the points.
Mm-hmm. I said home team.
Yeah, so you like the Rams. Yeah. Riley, you like the Rams, the cards, or are you on this one?
I lean cards here. I would go with the cards if I had to make a bet.
Are we talking straight up? Are we talking spread?
We're talking spread. We talked spread last week.
Yeah, got to be the points.
Plus 3.5.
Rhett's going to lay them.
You giving up 3.5, Rhett?
Huh? I'm taking the home team.
Then I feel like we're distracting you from something. What's happening?
Oh.
What else is happening?
Oh, they're planning the parade for SO Minor.
I'm trying to be a bit of a stick in the mud. Okay, yay, Arizona. Let's go Cards.
No,
come on, Kyler.
I don't care who you pick. It's just you're taking the home team, but you don't know who's home.
Well, it was just a bad take?
Bad joke?
Yeah. Bad joke that I just thought I'd try to stick with.
Yeah, that's good.
Overplay.
No, it was good. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Are we feeling so? I'm not pushing a show pick.
I'm not feeling anything. Is anyone excited about this?
I am. Yes.
The game tonight or the show?
Yeah.
Neither.
No, yeah. I can tell you don't care about the show. Neither one of you care about the show. None of us care about the show. I got that.
A little flat.
Really? But the game tonight. Yes, I'm very excited. Let's go, 6:15. Sorry, Steinberg. I know you're going till 7, but I'm...
We don't need the Steinberg
I'm probably
7,
going
sure.
to watch the football.
How dare you.
Justin Kirkland, is that who he'll be talking about? Is that what you
Justin
said
Kirkland
earlier?
Power play two.
It's quite a pull off the top of your head. Quite a pull.
We're good at that. I mean, if you can't reach for an E2-Tulola, you got to find someone else to go to.
What's happening with Stockton? They still winning to beat the... Are they still winning to beat the band down there?
The future Hall of Fame goalie finally lost.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
They might need him. Are we going to talk about that rumor?
What?
We'll explain how they might need a goalie. We'll follow up.
I thought somebody wrote an article. I don't even know who wrote the article.
This is what we call research.
I read it yesterday saying that somebody has perhaps an injury that they're dealing with. And by somebody, I mean the goaltender, Markstrom.
Well, that's getting awfully specific. I like it. It was noted.
So somebody
when it
that
was,
you don't know may have written a thing, but you don't know about
no,
where
it was
or
one
when.
One of the beat writer. One of the writers. I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
Was.
One of the writers.
Got to memorize everything now?
No, just details that matter. This feels
did you
like,
read it?
I didn't. That's just why I'm asking.
Well, I felt like you're the guy that's always prepared. I wasn't. I'm a little shocked to hear
someone,
that you didn't read it, and I did.
I'm dying to let out an F-bomb like you can't believe right now. I'm just dying, for it.
He's just ready to snap.
Holy.
I'm just saying it's surprising that I would have read something and you hadn't.
So, Rhett, when they started Vladar, both halves of a back-to-back.
Yeah, the old Tampa, Carolina, right?
That's correct. There was a notion that that was because Markstrom was not 100%. Because, well, that's what the coach said. He wasn't 100%. And so now they've played, what, one game at home since then? He played
yeah,
in it.
Because they've only played one forever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so since then, you're suggesting there's been an article written that's...
Well, I read it yesterday, so.
It's like talking. It's like talking to your grandpa. Isn't it right now? Well, I don't know. I read something about something. I don't know. What was it? Well, you didn't read it? Well, I just thought you would have, because it's what you do. I thought you would have read it. Well, where the heck did it? Where I had it here. Jeez, I thought I could have.
No, they said.
So you're telling me that you didn't?
The cars will be flying by 2026. I thought you'd be into that.
Well, who wrote it, Grandpa? Well, I don't know. One of them writers.
GM or one of the other guys.
One of the old, what's his face? What's her name there? I don't know who she was or him. I'd do whatever, but I said somebody's injured with the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, Grandpa. Go lie down. Cold cloth for your head. That'd be pretty good. Yeah, thanks. I'd enjoy that.
I'm drinking lots of tea lately, too.
Are you?
Sounds like you're drinking some
boy.
Yeah.
Drinking, all right. So the Heat started a homestand. 4-1, they beat the Tucson Roadrunners on Saturday. Don't look now. Calgarian, Matthew Phillips, hot streak. 5 games in a row with at least a point. Goals in 4 of his last 5. He is...
not getting called up by Aristotle?
Well, it doesn't look like it. Having a hell of a go. 30 points in 28 games. 1 point back of the red-hot Jacob Pelche. In fewer games. So, I mean, you tell me.
They aren't going to go to any of these kids to come up and try to provide offense, are they?
Not barring injury.
Like Matthew Phillips is going to go to another organization and they'll find out if he can play in the NHL, right?
I don't know. I'm scared for Matthew Phillips. I want him to do well.
We all are, but you can give him more than one meaningless game, right?
And damn near scored in that game, by the way.
Well, it was fine.
Backdoor. It hopped over his stick. He was in the right place. But no, barring...
I get it. Daryl wants to do things one way, but there are other ways to do it too, right?
Bitter crew in here today. Mm. Bitter.
I think I found the article.
Well, what article are you talking about?
What do you mean, Grandpa?
Well, I mean, I don't know. So who's writing this article then?
Kristen Anderson.
Oh, what? Okay. She's one of the beat writers, I guess.
And it was written yesterday.
All right.
Okay. Grandpa.
And there's
I told you guys this
there's
stuff.
A suggestion that maybe Markstrom isn't fine.
Can you read us, rather than paraphrase any further, poor Kristen's work?
Something.
It's difficult not to speculate about the nature of Markstrom's injury. If it is an injury, even. He hasn't looked like himself in the last few outings, but conversely, the team in front of him has been criticized mightily by the head coach for a lack of emotion.
Yeah.
Injury speculation.
I mean, it's one game removed from us hearing he wasn't 100%. I feel like that's a natural thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if he is 100%, right? He wasn't
100%. He had to miss a practice or something, too, though.
Well, they're all doing that. Daryl was talking about with COVID.
Apparently, it was a scheduled appointment.
Day, all that stuff.
On Friday, he had an appointment scheduled previously.
Getting his eyes lasered.
Yeah. The follow-up.
Yeah. Did you see him?
Oh, it's unbelievable. He's sour, too. But hey,
hey, tall guy, good to see you again.
Hey, big guy, piss you off too, right? I can't believe it. Parking's charge you for parking out there? Yeah, I know. What a rip!
Son of
a... What a rip! It would be hard not to speculate, if only because the drop off in performance.
Yeah, and like the whole team followed the same category. Like, tell me who was good on that road trip? Who played really well? It's like the top line. After that, I'm out of names.
And you could go around.
Well, sorry for bringing it up.
No,
I mean,
no,
I hate to contribute.
So. No, I know you hate. It's good.
It's just so much details that overwhelmed us. That's all.
To look at COVID and suggest that, well, here's how you feel when you have it, and here's how long it takes to recover from it, and here's how you should feel after it.
Mm.
You can't do it.
No.
It's not an MCL or an ACL where it's pretty well done. Well, it's 4 to 6 weeks, and you can start skating at week whatever, and by this point, oh, he's a quick healer. It's just completely different.
Yeah. Well, and we've all seen this in our lives. Like, this thing is running rampant around us. Everyone's been a close contact and or has had it, it seems. Some people, no big deal. Other people, laid out for a bit.
Makes it. You know what it is, though? The whole thing?
Mm.
It's a head scratcher.
Is that what it is?
You're speculating that it's COVID related.
Well, the coach told us on air that it's been very difficult for him to get guys to where they want to be, and he wonders how much of the COVID has to do with that.
But I guess what I'm saying is, because we talked about it, shooting percentage, goals for, goals against, goaltending, save everything has suffered. Has anything stayed the same or improved since they've come back? I don't think so. Every aspect of their game has deteriorated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, you're coming up with excuses. I don't care. I don't need to build excuses for anybody. But I'm willing to listen if the suggestion is that the team, it just takes different guys longer to come back. And because they all had it at the same time, other guys have had in and out that they would struggle right after coming back. I would probably listen to it.
The other thing is that in a normal year, you do have a stretch like this, even if you're a playoff team, don't you? Isn't there always one stretch where it's like, okay, and the goaltending and the scoring both disappeared at the same time, and whoops, there's a losing skid. Like, I think this is This may have nothing to do with COVID. It may have everything to do with COVID. All the teams you're playing have had a significant amount of COVID. There's no teams that haven't been hit by this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to attribute it to one thing. But every year, a team like the Flames is going to have a skid where they look like, boy, they're not that good. And they're also going to have a stretch like, boy, they look like they're really good. So here we are.
Yeah, we've seen both, right?
Yes.
34 games, seen them both. Hey, Rhett, good job with the contributions there, buddy. Well done.
No problem, fellas.
I appreciate it.
Heard that segment.
And beyond that, thank you, Kristen Anderson, for the...
Speculous. The speculation.
Wild and reckless. Yeah. Wild and reckless speculation. We will break. We'll come back. What you want to talk about? More Rhett prep? What you want to talk about when we come back? Sportsnet 960 Defend.
You're listening to Boomer in the Morning with Ryan Pinder and Rhett Warner on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Our guest hotline is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Come on in, enjoy hockey and football game day specials. 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Pickup, delivery also available at Atlas Pizza, 403-248-3344. On our way towards 9 o'clock, Pinder and Flames Talk coming up. Rick Ball.
Here we go.
TV voice of the Flames.
That was a good way to start the week, a little Rick Ball.
Damn right. See if he will engage in any of that careless and reckless speculation like you guys were last segment.
You're putting that on me?
That's right.
That's all on Grandpa. Don't put it on me.
Not Rhett Warner.
I'm not afraid of a little bit of controversy. It's okay.
You know what you are? You're causing a stir.
Mm.
Yeah.
Careful with that.
How was the grub this weekend?
Oh.
I ate so poorly, I felt terrible.
Oh, no. Like poorly as in health or poorly as in prep and foods that you enjoy?
I ate a ton of food that's not good for me, mm-hmm. and I absolutely smashed it to the point where I ate, you know, I just kept going. And then eventually I was disappointed in myself and upset and didn't feel well.
See how this works, Ryan, and I'll speak on his behalf because I am also, I have one of these eating things. The food, you're very, very excited. You can't wait to eat it. It's bad for you, but you can't wait because you love it. And then you eat it, and it's tough because A, guilt, you know it's bad for you.
Right.
And then even at a certain point, B, it's no longer even good. It's it's good, but you keep eating it.
Why though?
Because it makes you happy.
But you just until, said it's not.
But until you get, then there's the tipping point where I am such a pig.
Uh-huh.
I'm such a loser. I can't believe I ate all of that. And it wasn't even that good in the end. I had it built up way more in my head as to how great it was going to be than it actually was.
Beat yourself up, yeah.
Here's the kicker. But I've come this far, so I may as well just ruin my whole f***ing day and just keep eating because I'm such a pathetic loser. Nom, 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 nom. That's what he's talking about.
Okay. I've written that down.
And then you have to sit in the toilet and you lay in bed and you wonder why you're such a loser. I'm a failure.
Okay.
Yeah. The next day you're like, oh, I feel, why did I do?
No wonder I feel like crap.
Such an idiot.
Yeah. Idiot.
A loser.
Dummy.
Something like that, Rhett?
Yeah. 100%, Dean. You've got it absolutely out of the park. You hit that.
So, I had two types of chili. Yummy.
And as I'm eating it, I follow it up in my mind with, well, tomorrow I'm going to clean it up.
Yeah,
that's a lie.
I'll get her back. Get her back on track.
I'll get her right back on the rails here tomorrow. What
kind of rails are you driving on?
That's right. Yeah.
Too many.
What, have you ever had the regret hit you in the drive-thru and you haven't even ordered yet?
This is getting sad, guys. Like,
I'm
worried about you too.
I'm going to order this. And I know I'm going to feel rotten literally and figuratively afterwards. I'm going to hate myself. I'll have a Big Mac meal and a double cheeseburger and 10 nuggets, please. Yep, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, supersize it.
Yeah, of course, supersize it. Why not? Why the hell not?
And how come Riley doesn't feel that way when he orders that?
Because he's 19 pounds. I don't know how it works. You ever
That's
do it?
Another thing that us fat losers get upset with.
Yeah,
is the people that eat bad and just
hate it.
It's like, what do you mean you don't feel bad and you just keep eating and it doesn't affect you? That's not fair.
I have baffled science, boys.
Do you ever have that kind of regret where it's, geez, I did not need to do that?
Not with food, per se.
Yeah.
No?
No, not really.
Hmm.
Well, then no more bitching about anything. I don't want to hear anything negative out of your mouth. Either one of you. You, Pinder, or you, you skinny bastards. Nothing.
All right.
I want to hear it.
You want to hear how I housed a 15-pack of beer at the outdoor rink? There's some similarities in that story, but it's not with food.
There's a lot of similarities.
You're not going to feel good tomorrow. This is way too early to be drinking this quick. Why are those going away so quick?
Yeah.
You can't. No, this isn't good. Your pace is way off. You better slow down.
Slow down. Pull up.
It's so yummy.
I don't even know if I'm tasting them anymore.
Why are they just two sips now? They're making these holes in the bottom.
8:45, time for what you want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about, Dean?
So much.
Just open the door, lie down on the couch.
I feel like
and
I've said too much.
Let it all out.
Brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Keep the cold weather out. Weather stripping, door sweeps, architectural hardware. It's all from Calgary Lock and Safe. Go online, visit them, calgarylockandsafe.com. Do you want gravy on those fries? Well, yeah, of course I do. Yeah, of course. All right. Our milkshakes are on special. Do you want one of those as well?
I'll have two. Just stop badgering me.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, bring it on. 960. How many of yesterday's cinnamon buns did you hammer? I had one cinnamon bun yesterday.
Cinnamon buns.
Hmm?
Cinnamon buns?
Yeah.
Just hanging around?
Made some cinnamon buns yesterday.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Boomer is the voice of the people this morning. Well done. Well, I hope I'm not. I would hope that Rhett and I, that voice would be like the exception. Mm. That people would be like, I don't know what these idiots are talking about. is that how they live? That sounds terrible. Oh. The fact that people, that resonates is very sad.
I am seeing these cinnamon buns. They look spectacular. Wow, Dean. Wow.
Who needs a therapist when I can listen to you guys?
Did that help other people or did it just send them into the shame spiral? Did anyone pull out of the drive-thru line when that was going on?
No. They just kind of slunk deeper into their seat.
Yeah.
You don't need the cheeseburger chaser. That's all you need to know.
Cheeseburger chaser?
You don't.
The hell are you talking
just
about?
Just the plain cheese.
Just get yourself the burger and fries and drink and be done with it. That's bad enough. You don't need the chaser. Or the...
But I like the chicken, too.
I know you do. I know.
I gotta have the chicken.
And do you feel good when you're like, I'll have the Big Mac meal, supersize, I suppose, and a double cheeseburger, and I'll get the 10 nuggets. But just the nuggets, not the meal. Not the meal.
Well,
just the nuggets.
How responsible of you.
You ever do the shoulder? What kind of sauce do you want? I think he wants barbecue sauce. Two, please. Two barbecue sauce with that as well. Yeah, I'll ask if they have. Do you have the barbecue? Yeah, okay, good. Then you get there, so there's only
one person in the car.
One person in the car?
Who's he talking to?
I've told this story before, a buddy of mine. He was having one of those Fridays. Done the week. He's going to just dive into some Dirty Bird. Can't wait. Drive through Dirty Bird. I'll get the whatever bucket and the this and the that.
Yeah.
Gets to the window, they pass and they're like, here, that's how many plates would you like? No plates. No. We have lots of plates.
We are all full on plates. Thank you though.
We don't need plates. Thank you. And then it would spiral. Thanks, Boomer. Finally something I can relate to. Why the hell do they put the calories on the menu? That's when the guilt hits. Well, I think that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to basically say, hey, Tubby, do you see what you're about to do? Here's what you should have, and here's what you're about to have.
Did you see the new ads, too, for the Dry February?
No.
Dry Feb? What? Dry Jan was the
Yeah, it's almost like a campaign. It's almost like the mustache thing. Dry February. Take February
Didn't
off.
Didn't old
Don't
Billy
drink.
Boy do that last year? I think Billy did Dry Feb last
he
year.
He did, yeah.
It's not an easy task. And then I feel guilty about that now.
Well, only 28
Well, now
days.
I'm not supposed to drink in February. Well,
short month. Short month.
Didn't, what about Family Day weekend? How am I getting through that?
What he said.
How are you getting through that?
Yeah, I got a Timbits tournament. These other parents? I can't do that with Schweppes.
Yeah. You know what would be interesting? We could do it one day when there's nothing going on. What are the, like, what do you do with your bad food order? Where you try and spin it, it's like, but because this guy here, I convinced myself fries were bad things, so I'd get two burgers and a shake, but no fries. Like, yeah, like, what do you do to convince that. Yourself that you've you've trimmed just a little bit off there? I could have gone this far, but no. See,
well,
I didn't
see
do it.
On Saturday. I met up with Tim the Booze Guy, but I promised myself no more than two shooters.
Right, just two, one,
two shots. That's
you
it.
Pick one. I
one
pick
Jager,
one. Yeah.
One Jager, and then one whiskey, and then we're, that's it. That's all we do.
It's great discipline, Ryan.
Yeah, see?
Good for you, Ryan.
See how healthy I am? I don't have a problem. Look at me.
Guys, you're crazy. The move is to order on the app, then you don't have to say it out loud.
Got an order for Dean here.
Did you order the 9 burgers? No, I wouldn't.
Just give me the bag.
Shut up and give me the bag, would you? Oh, drive-through regret is absolutely a thing. Well, even Moon, right? Going through the grocery store, grabs a pumpkin pie, eats the pumpkin pie by himself.
He's being in stock tonight. I ate the whole banana cream.
Oh, dear.
How big?
This was after going to the steakhouse for a massive piece of prime rib with all the fixings.
Right.
Didn't get the dessert at the restaurant, though, because I saw a little Italian bakery.
Yeah,
in the parking lot there. Oh,
so it wasn't
in there.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this! I love banana cream pie.
So it wasn't that you were avoiding the dessert in the restaurant to try and like kind of trim. It's because you knew you had outside dessert.
I'm gonna grab this pie and go. I was in Stockton.
Yeah.
Watching Stockton play. I was gonna go back to the hotel, turn on some Netflix or a movie, have myself a slice. And you could have bought it by the slice. But I mean,
who does that?
Cost-wise, way smarter to buy the whole pie.
You know what the problem is?
And your boy Alan Quine just going out for dessert?
Is because A,
eat it all.
A, you're probably bringing in food. You know, you're ordering in. If you're in a hotel, you're on the road. I'm going to bring in some food. And it's probably not going to be super healthy. And then you're going to have the regret. And you know what you realize once you've done that? Is there's too many mirrors in this room. Why are there so many mirrors in here? Because you get up and you look at yourself, you're like, you poor pathetic.
Well, I caught a viewing of the bulldog the other day, and it's there's a lot of droop.
Droopy dog.
Like a bulldog's got a droopy face to begin with. It's falling off.
What does he sound like right now? A boo.
He needs a trip to the vet, that thing.
Oh. He needs to get put down.
I mean, it's nothing to laugh about. See, Peter, you're laughing about it. This is a serious issue.
You're just laughing.
Hilarious for you, eh, Ryan?
You're laughing a second ago.
You yuck it up.
Just two shots.
But it is Monday. Today's the day to start again. Another hot start for Rhett, I'm sure, for this week. Yeah.
You want to know something? The first day of the rest of your life starts today.
Yeah.
A lot of here with that.
What? Riley Pollock. Are you 31? No. I can eat whatever I want. Get out of here, Riley.
Don't be jealous. It's not going to help you.
Smart enough, Riley.
Jealousy's not going to make you feel better.
I can tell you what, Riley. You're going to regret it. You're going to start taking care of yourself.
Yeah, you got the plantar fasciata.
You got a picture of health.
What's going on?
Braggy pants.
I'm sorry that I was born in 93, boys. I'll try better.
Yeah.
Did you know I was drafted in 94?
See, you know, I like the way he throws it out there with a sense of pride and being all cocky. Hey, guys, I can't help. I was born in 93. So, yeah. Hoopy-doo. Yeah, well, hoopy-doo this. When's Super Bowl? That's in February.
I don't know, but me and the shovel are going when the Bills.
Like, how the H are you supposed to do Super Bowl without in dry February?
Yeah, dry Feb.
What? That's the stupidest idea ever. What about March? What are we missing if we do dry March? Because by April, she's starting to warm up.
Is March the no holiday month?
I've never done a dry.
I believe March is the no holiday month.
What? I'm so sick of these non-holiday months.
Because what, April gets Easter this year? Is that right?
We didn't get one this month.
You guys are working.
Well, yeah.
You
could call and talk to people.
Who?
And call the powers that be.
Yeah.
Go up the food
chain. The
man. No. You guys told me a long time ago, Rhett, if I was in your shoes, I would do nothing to draw attention to myself. I appreciate, and I've taken that to heart.
Yeah, just stay low, swerve in a zigzag pattern.
Yeah.
All the shrapnel and bullet just flies over your head.
Yeah.
You just keep it on. On the show tomorrow, Friendship Tuesdays, Adnan Virk, Stephen Brunt, and our NHL insider is Frank Saravalli. We'll see. Because, again,
Brunt's going to have to tell us about this snowstorm out east that everyone's tweeting about.
It's crazy right now. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's too bad.
No one cared when we had it here. Calling the army.
Is that wind warning still here? There was a big wind warning for Calgary.
I don't know. You brought it up earlier about how windy it was, didn't you?
I wouldn't want to carelessly speculate on the wind.
No, you wouldn't. St. Patrick's Day is in March. So
not a holiday.
A holiday?
But I think what they're saying is don't do dry March.
No, that's a good point.
Do dry March.
Yeah.
Rhett, could you avoid the green beer?
I don't know.
You do love the old Guinness on the 17th, big boy. Woof, woof.
Winter storm warning, fellas. Freezing rain mixed with snow and rain, changing to rain this morning, then to snow and blowing snow this afternoon.
Where is this?
Wind becoming northwest at 40, gusting to 70, high of plus one.
Hey, David Spence, where is this?
Calgary. Oh, that's Edmonton.
Okay.
Oops.
That is what you want to talk about.
Wow, what a show we've had today. I tell you. And Dean...
Special weather statement. A mix of sun and cloud, wind west. Yeah, it's gusting. Gusty today.
Calgary Lock and Safe. Keep the cold and the wind and the rain out with weather stripping, door sweeps, and architectural hardware from Calgary Lock and Safe. Visit calgarylockandsafe.com. Don't listen. Better tomorrow. Okay? We're up late. There's football to watch. We'll be better tomorrow.
I won't.
Better show tomorrow.
Probably.
Maybe.